Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get started with our user workshop for GDD portal. And here's Krista to open our session.
Good afternoon, everybody. Krista Papik, Registry Services. You're probably sick of my voice by now, so the good news is you won't have to hear it for much longer. I want to thank those, thank everybody that's here for coming. The GDD portal is a tool that we've developed to facilitate engagement between the registries and currently between new GTLD registry operators and ICANN. It is in its infancy stage, so the purpose of the portal is really to support the contracted parties of the Global Domains Division, so registries and registrars. The goal is to continue to evolve the portal, bring in additional users, and also bring in additional functionality. And in order to do that, we want to make sure we do it in a way that meets your needs and provides the type of support and user experience that you like. There's also, because it's in its infancy stage, there's a lot of even improvements that we could make to the items that are currently provided through the portal. And we really want to open it up to you and get you guys to tell us a little bit about what you could use and help us prioritize the different things that we do and the enhancements and features that we add. And so with that, we've got a team here. We've got Dennis Chang from the Registry Services team, who on the sort of registry engagement and support side is responsible for the overseeing the GDD portal and making sure that your guys' requirements make it to the technical product manager, who is at the end of the table, Leanne Champagne, and who I think you'll all very much enjoy working with. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to them and let them tell you about the workshop. Thank you.
Thank you, Krista. So let me start out by a short introduction to myself, and maybe Leanne can do the same. I heard that you guys want to meet us and know what we do. So like Krista says, one of the program that I'm directing is the GDD portal. In addition, we spoke a little bit about the operationalizing the services. So I had that project where we look at each service and we figure out how to better provide it in terms of process and operational efficiency. I also am involved with creating the new roadshow, as Krista mentioned earlier. So please come talk to me if you have inputs on the roadshow. Also, the URS, such as the post-delegation dispute resolution services, that program, URS, trademark, PDDRP, and RRDRP, I direct those programs also. So, Leanne, want to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Dennis. I have been with ICANN a short period of time, but have been in product management for many, many years. My goal is to make the GDD portal everything that you need it to be. Sometimes I'm called the human suggestion box, and I do take that to heart. There are many legacy systems that we work with. I also will be responsible for the software product management of those. And I think I look forward to meeting each of you and getting to know you. I'm always open to questions and suggestions, so please don't hesitate to contact me. Dennis?
Thank you, Leanne. So let's quickly go over the agenda. This is a workshop, so our presentation will be brief because we want to spend most of our session working together on sharing the ideas of what our GDD portal will be. So followed by a quick overview, Leanne's going to give you some outlook, and we'll take a very short time for quick Q&A in terms of the processes, and then we'll get into our workshop, which is the fun part of this session. So So, Krista gave you a portal overview. Can I see by show of hands who has actually used the workshop? One, two. Oh, it's actually a minority here. So most of you have not encountered the workshop yet, it seems. So then you'll be happy to know when you get your TLD delegated, you will be invited to come and log into your workshop. The workshop, log into the GDD portal. The portal was created as a centralized location to make it more efficient for us to work together. It was launched just in March 2014, so it's still in the beginning stage. And as of today, we have 143 users who are representing 440 TLDs. So what that means is that we have features in the portal that a single user can manage multiple TLDs. Of course, it's a forum for receiving, collecting contact information, onboarding information, and also it provides case submission and tracking. Next page. So that's what the login page looks like. And next page, here is a sample page on what type of work you can do. You can do registry contact information, public contact information, ONBIR, which is the onboarding information, startup information, and case management. When you log into the portal, the first thing we ask you to do is download a GDD portal guidance document. This document will help you to work with the portal. And as we've been talking, we have a demonstration booth just below this level. And there you will see the screen monitor displaying all the screens of the GDD portal, and we are going to continue to collect your ideas and suggestions throughout the day tomorrow. So please come back and invite your colleagues to visit us at the booth. Next, I'll turn it over to Leanne.
Thank you, Dennis. I want to start by saying it's been my experience that outstanding software is created through collaboration with end users. Years ago, I was a software developer at a large retail chain. The president of that particular company was in the habit of going by employees' desks and talking with them, watching how they did their work. And he really wanted to help streamline their work, and he did it in a very proactive way. One day, he asked me to join him on his rounds, and I was shocked that my really good software actually didn't meet the business workflow of the users, and it was frankly hard to use. That was a profound day in my life. For the rest of my career, I dedicated myself to not either creating software or managing software that didn't involve the end user. It just doesn't turn out well unless you do that. So the moral of the story is that as your GDD portal product manager, it's my job not to dictate the functionality, but to hear from you, to be your champion, and to help you articulate what your needs are in order to do your job well and efficiently. That being said, I want to introduce to you our new enhancement and review planning process. At the very highest level is a new portal user group, which you've heard Krista talk about. I believe that it's important to have a forum for you to come to engage with me directly. I'd like it to be something that we meet regularly. I envision it to be online sessions where I present to you mock-ups and concepts actually probably a lot of what will come out of here today, things that I have synthesized from your comments and your feedback, and am looking for your feedback on a more concrete level. Am I going in the right direction? Have you considered this? Have you considered that? It needs to be a truly collaborative effort. I will also, in those sessions, give you insight into our planning process. I expect to kick off the first user group meeting in August, and as my teammates have been very generously soliciting for me, I am looking for volunteers. The more people we have involved, the better the product will be. From that user group pool, I intend to reach out and conduct one-on-one interviews and focus groups, because having a concept is one thing, but getting it down to the true details and the functionality make all the difference in the world. I may think something is the easiest way of doing things, but not understanding how you run your business, I may be going in a completely different direction. So I need to present to you through the design process what it is that we're coming up with, and for you to give me feedback, and I expect things will change. That's good. That's a good thing. That means when we come out and release it, it will be what you need. We're also introducing beta test programs. There may be those of you who are interested in testing to make sure that what we design together actually does meet your needs. Often in beta tests, there are the unexpected, and that's what they're there for, is to flush all that stuff out. If there's things that need to be corrected, that's the time to do it. What I don't have on the slide, but I do want to talk about a little bit, is we're also changing our software development process in that, along with the traditional software development that a different organization handles, I will be managing a simultaneous launch program. So for the larger changes to the portal, there will be a project plan to include training internal people as well as yourselves, producing documentation, making sure that announcements go out well in advance so that you're aware of the changes that are coming down the line, can plan for them. If you've got documentation that relies on our current process, that you have an opportunity to change that. We want to look at all the things that need to be in place before it actually launches, so it's nothing should be a surprise to you. And last but not least, we will be adding a enhancement fix request form to the portal itself. We're doing that in a number of places, so we need to treat it as a platform issue, but we are committed to doing that because, frankly, as you do your job, you're going to think, you know, that was really bad. I'd like to have it some other way. And what better way for us to get that information than to have it at your fingertips? So when the thought passes your mind, that you can actually communicate that to us. I want to give you a little bit of insight into our product roadmap. There's a lot more detail behind it, but looking at it from where it stands now, there are three main themes that I think we need to focus on. This can change based on feedback from you and our exercise following this presentation. But just generally, there are a lot of enhancements planned around the user experience. There's a lot of usability standards that we can apply to the GDD portal that'll make it more intuitive for you. I also understand that those of you that have to manage multiple TLDs, the way it's currently architected, it's not easy to do that. This will probably be one of the first actions I would engage the user group with. I don't understand the business of managing TLDs well enough to come up with a good interface for that. I just know we need to do it. So that's an important one for me. Also, simplifying the submission of changes requiring approval. For those of you that have used the portal, once you've submitted, for example, contact information, we have a process to lock it down because there are some fields that just can't be changed without human review. It's just it's necessary. But the way it is today, that you can't change anything. You have to open up a case with customer support, and we realize that that's not efficient for anybody. So we're working on an enhancement that it will allow you to make the changes, and those of which need human review will go into a pending state and go to an ICANN subject matter expert for review, and then they'll approve it, and it will get persisted to the database. We've also gotten suggestions for the addition of case filters and case feedback in the form of customer satisfaction surveys. We take that to heart. We, customer service and myself, firmly believe that we have to have a feedback loop from you in order to make the process work well. So there's no question that we're doing that, and we will get that rolled out as quickly as possible. Under the category of task management, I envision a user interface where we can give you a visualization of where you are in the process. And just to take a step back, Krista alluded to this in her last presentation. The DDD portal is really in its infancy. It really focuses on the onboarding activities of registries. So we are in the process of not only opening it up to other types of users like the registrars and registries that have gone through the onboarding process, then are beyond that. So it will be all types of contracted parties, but it also will mimic the life cycle of contracted parties. So from the onboarding process to maintenance activities, contract activities, recurring activities, whatever that needs to be done throughout our relationship will be there on the portal. When you have that, there's always going to be tasks. So one of the biggest things that we were planning for task management is to really solidify the workflows. We understand that how we engage with you is we do a little bit of work, you do a little bit of work. There's a lot of back and forth. So we need to really get very crisp about that. And that includes giving very clear status messages about who has that particular action item. Some of the status messages are a little ambiguous today, so we will be revising those. So with that comes, where are you in the process? Clear list of what your to-do items are, as well as ours. And then this is also the foundation for a lot of the SLAs that we've been talking about. Until we have this foundational, these workflows, and can assign maximum times to individual activities, we really can't apply an effective SLA system. So we understand that's where we want to go. So this project is the first part of that rollout. And lastly, there's a lot of feedback that we want to give you in the form of communication about what's coming up. We're constantly rolling out new functionality and fixes. We want to do that. We want to communicate that to you in a much more effective way. Also, when we are performing system maintenance, make sure that you're aware of it well in advance. And then doing things like adding a portal support page where there's FAQs, training videos, anything that you might need in order to work with the portal in a much more effective way. Next steps, as we keep saying, and I really, really mean it, and I hope that you all join, is to form this portal user group. However you want to contact us, probably the easiest thing is just to email customerservice@icann.org saying that you're interested. They will forward it to me. We will do a future enhancements review. So a lot of these things have been concepted out, and I'm ready to engage. So I would, those of you that do join the user group, I will present those concepts and get your feedback from that. And often I get the question of, well, when are these enhancements going to be delivered? And honestly, the way that we do it, and I think it's the most effective way, is part of the engagement process is hearing from you what your business priority is. It's not effective for me to assume that a particular feature is a vital need only to find out that you really don't care about that. I need to know from you what your pain points are, what is going to make your job much more effective. And from that, and the dialogue about what the actual requirements are, then we can put together a solid time frame on when it'll be delivered. I don't want to give you dates that we can't meet, but I need to know from you, when do you need it, and I need to know from you, how do you want it to work? With those two things, I can go to the development team, and they can tell me how long it will take. I can put it on our calendar, and it can be a date that you can count on. As Dennis said, this was a very short presentation, just meant to give you an introduction and a flavor for where we're at. We would like to open it up for a short Q&A session if you have any questions. We wanted to devote most of the session to actually getting ideas from you. But before we do, I'll open it up both to those here in the room as well as remotely. Any questions? Comments? No? Okay. Well, with that, we're going to move into part two and actually do the workshop. So we will be stopping the recording. The rest of the slides are going to be instructions for the workshop. If you do think of other ideas after the session, please contact me or email customer service. We always want to hear. Okay, so the workshop itself is it's technically an affinity diagram exercise. The goal here is to identify the enhancements that are important to you. It's not about me. It's all about you. The process that we're going to go through is we're going to have you use the sticky notes that we handed out earlier. And before I go any further, show of hands of anybody that doesn't have sticky notes in a pen. I've got two people, Ann. Oh, actually, we got everybody here running to the rescue. Good. So while we're doing that, I'll run through the process overview. So on these sticky notes, we're going to ask you to complete the sentence, I want the GDD portal to do whatever, make coffee. Hopefully it's something a little more applicable, but really, it could be fix something now, or if you want to use your imagination, even if you're not an existing portal user, think about your work. What do you want from ICANN? What do you want us to give you? How do you want to interact? Sky's the limit on that. We're going to give you about 5 minutes to do that. And once you're done writing out your ideas, then we're going to break you out into teams of about 10 people. Each team we're going to have you stick the notes on the board, and then the team itself will actually group them. There's probably going to be themes that emerge from those ideas, so we'll have you group them, and then once they're grouped, you'll be able to see that there's probably some duplicates. So we'll ask that if there are duplicates, that you choose the one that best represents the idea and keep that one, put the second one aside. Once all that's done, you notice on the back of your pack you've got four blue dots. We'll vote, and that's the way we're going to, for this exercise, we're going to do the prioritization process. You're welcome.